Yay, it's Thursday. That means tomorrow's Friday. And this is a three-day weekend because on Monday, it is Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. And that is a national holiday, so I have Monday off. I really like having three-day weekends. I wish every weekend was a three-day weekend, but that's not possible. I was trying to think of reflecting on Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, but I didn't. I was really more thinking about the three-day weekend and all the things I'm going to do this weekend. I hope to go buy some new pants this weekend because not that I need a bigger size, just the pair of pants I have two pairs of pants that I wear all the time, and they're just starting to show a little wear, so it's time to buy new pants. So I'm going to do that hopefully on Monday on the holiday. But the rest of the weekend is going to be filled with wine events. On Saturday, we are going to a Cabernet Sauvignon vertical tasting at a local winery, and we hope to taste wines from vintages back to, I think, 2001, 2002, somewhere in that range. I don't actually know which wines are on the agenda, but I'll find out on Saturday. It's all part of a three-course meal. They serve like two wines with each course, and they have a dessert course, so there'll be like some kind of dessert wine as well, but it's always good to eat and drink at the same time and enjoy those wines, so that'll be fun. That's on Saturday at late afternoon, and then Sunday, we're probably going to go to some other local wineries. We haven't even thought about which ones we'll go to, but that's what we'll be doing. And, of course, relaxing and sleeping this weekend will be nice, too, because I like to sleep. My list actually is very short tonight, but I want to throw out a couple things. A big thank you to Arthur at the Emerins podcast for mentioning my podcast, and I need to tell him that he can totally call me by name and give out the website and link it to his website, all that stuff, but I'm going to write him an email and tell him, well, he wrote me an email, and I'm just going to reply to his. But that was very nice of him to give me a shout out. And from his podcast, I've gotten a couple emails from some people who used to be listeners who were like all excited to hear that I was podcasting again. So you know who you are, and I have already emailed you back. So thank you for coming back and listening again. That's always fun. One of the other things on my list is Words with Friends. I don't know if you remember, but there was a time when I was a huge Words with Friends fan, and I'm a big cheater. I use the Scrabble Helper website to help me get big scores, but I haven't been playing with too many people in the past year or so. The people who I play with has dwindled down, so I was going to throw it out there if people want to play. I'm actually still playing with Tex Allen from years ago, and he just killed me today. So he and I are still playing Words with Friends, and I have a couple other regular players, but nobody else in the podcast community. So if you play Words with Friends and you're looking for a new opponent, just know that I do cheat. I do use the Scrabble Helper, but my username, I guess, on there is Armstrong Paul. So start a game up with me. There was a time when I was playing with Big Fatty, but he stopped playing with me. Like, he like ended the game for some reason. But that was a long time ago. I heard him talking about that just, was it today? No, he didn't have a podcast today. Did you guys notice that? There was nothing posted from Big Fatty today. And you know what? I should probably check iTunes to see if he has if it was posted late. Let's see. By refresh, yep, there it is. It was posted late, it looks like. I say late, but I check the feeds on my iTunes early in the morning, like at 6 o'clock in the morning, and it was not posted at that time, so it was posted after that time. I don't know why his show was late, but now I have something to listen to. I guess that'll be two episodes to listen to tomorrow. In any case, my point was Words with Friends, so if you want to start a game with me, it's Armstrong Paul. The other game that I'm playing big time on my iPad is Family Feud. I don't know if anybody else has discovered that game. Well, one of my previous listeners slash new friends, well, we've been friends for years, actually, Mark, he and I play, well, you don't really get to choose who you play with, but you can, if you're in the fast money round and you don't make it up to the 200 points, you can ask somebody to help you play. and I always send mine to him, and he always sends his to me. So we're helping each other out and getting lots of points. I'm currently at level 14 or 15 or 16. I don't even know right now. I think I'm 16 and he's 14. That's what I think it is. So, yeah. And I've gotten really lucky lately because every time you pass a level, you get 3 coins. And oh, by the way, it costs 2 coins to play each day. And you could buy coins, but I refuse to buy coins because I don't want to pay for a game. It's a free game. But each day you get a free spin to get coins to play. And I think it was yesterday. You can get, it's like a little gambling thing where, you know, a slot machine kind of thing. Like where if a 1, 1, and a 1 come up, then you get 3 coins. Well, yesterday I got really lucky and I got 3, 3, and 3. I got 9 coins. And that's enough to play 4 and a half games with 1 coin left over. So I was crazy busy yesterday playing, well, yesterday and today, using up all my coins. And then each time you pass a level, you get 3 more coins. So in the last 24 hours, I've probably gone through 12 to 16 coins, something like that. So I was able to move up another level, which is cool. But each level, there's a certain money amount you have to reach before you can move to the next level. And they keep each level, it keeps raising. So the current level, I think, was $15,000 you had to reach. And I think I'm about a third of the way there, moving on to level 17. But it's a fun game, and sometimes the questions repeat. So if you remember what the answers were, you can totally, you know, get lots of money. So it's a fun game. The part that I like about it is that, as I was saying, when you if you don't reach the 200 points, you can request somebody on Facebook or text message or email to play the game for you, you know, to help you reach that. So if anybody is playing that game, I don't know, can you do it if you're not friends on Facebook? That I don't know. And I don't even know what my username on there is either, so I don't know. But anyway, it's a fun game. I'm having fun with it. And I'm still trying to play Crank each day, but I keep forgetting. There were a couple of days that I was the number one of all my friends, which I totally love. But lately, when I've been playing, I'm like, oh my God, I don't even know these answers. I need to pay attention more to the news and what's going on. Speaking of the news, I just finished watching that, and there was nothing to talk about on the news. More of the whole Republicans attacking each other, blah, blah, blah. That's what I expect. But, yeah. So the last thing I have on my list is I discovered something my Ford Touch Sync system, the whole music navigation phone thing. When I'm listening to Sirius satellite radio or even the regular radio, this little, there's like 4 buttons down at the bottom, 4 little things you can press, and one of them says replay. And I kind of knew what that was, that if I press replay, it will record the radio, and then you can play it right back until you turn the car off. It's like flash memory. It just records for a little while, and then you can, you know, play it again. Well, I hadn't really fooled with it or even figured it all out. But yesterday, on the way to work, they played my favorite current song, Someone Like You by Adele, and I quickly pressed that replay button. And then I was able to listen to it over and over and over again on the way to work. I loved it. Just love that feature. I'm also discovering more and more things about my Ford Touch and the Sync system by Microsoft. Ugh, I don't like Microsoft, you know that. But the Sync system, if you press Sync services, you can find out instant traffic reports. You can find out what the weather is. If you have a current route going on the navigation system, it will tell you what the traffic is on your route. And there's also another button that says gas prices. You can press that button and it will go out and do a search of the current gas prices of gas stations around where you are. And it will come back and tell you the name of the gas station and the current price of the gas. And if you press it, it will put it into the navigation system and take you to that gas station, which I think is really cool. I've done that a couple times, but I haven't actually used it to get to the gas station because I don't need gas yet. But I think that would be cool because one time we were out doing the wineries and my tank, not on this car, on my previous Honda, I had let the gas go way down and the little light came on saying, you know, you have 1 gallon of gas left or whatever. And it took me, it took us, you know, like a half an hour to drive around to find a gas station out in the country. So this system would be cool if that happens again. I just press that button, it would get me there, and I wouldn't burn up the gas trying to get to the gas station. So that's cool. But I really like that replay system. And the sync services are cool. I'm trying to think what else there is. There's, you could have like movie listings, and I think the traffic one is pretty cool too. I just haven't used those very much. So, oh God, I've been talking for 10 minutes already. I need to stop. And I didn't think I had much to talk about today. Anyway, this was episode 8, and I will return next week. I don't know if I'll have one on Monday. I have to think about that. I don't know. But I hope everyone has a wonderful 3-day weekend, and come back next week for more podcasts. So until next time, bye.